The Superior Salvation Army's Major Rosemary Mattson says they've fallen about $35,000 short of their $200,000 Christmas goal.
There are many individuals that are giving large amounts of money, but overall, the money isn't coming in like it has in the past.
Mattson says money raised during the holidays sustains their food shelf, rental, and heating help through most of the upcoming year. That's a typical case, says Sally Martiniak, the president of Forward Community Investments. A survey of 277 Wisconsin nonprofit service organizations says many of these groups survived 2010 by burning up their reserve funds.
The amazing thing is that they've not cut their services. You know, they continue to do everything that they possibly can as the need for their services is growing.
Martiniak says more than half of the nonprofits feel vulnerable going into the new year. She says if these agencies fold, the cost could be great on people and their communities.
You don't see homeless people sleeping on street corners because someone's taking care of them. You don't see people having a food crisis because someone's taking care of them. And if someone doesn't, you do begin to see. And
one way these service organizations are surviving is by collaborating with other groups. 90% of those surveyed say they're partnering with other nonprofits to cut overhead expenses. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.